Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz, Reflections from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa bihi nasta'in, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Chapter 93 of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Dhuha, or the Morning Light, is amongst the most beautiful chapters within the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is revealed in Mecca and has 11 verses, all which speak to the unique merit of the Messenger of God, peace and blessings be upon him, and about our responsibilities to truly walk in the footsteps of the Messenger of God. In a tradition from him, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he states that the one who recites this chapter will be amongst those that God is pleased with, and that the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam intercedes for him, meaning the one who recites this chapter. And he or she will be rewarded 10 good deeds for each orphan and needy that he or she comes to the service of, due to this chapter speaking to the merit of those who care for the orphans and the needy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within chapter 93 of the Holy Quran, begins to swear by the morning brightness and by the calmness of the night. He states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal-dhuha wal-layli idha saja, that I swear by the morning brightness and I swear by the night when it is still. Numerous times within the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins a particular chapter by swearing by one of his creation, by the sun, by the moon, by the stars. And many times people, they ask, why is it that God is swearing by something? When we are taught within Islamic tradition that swearing by something usually is not something that is necessarily praiseworthy, though it might be condoned within Islamic sort of legality, within the code of ethics, it's not something that is often encouraged. And over here we see that in a tradition from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, he states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَنْ يُقْسِمْ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ بِمَا شَاءَ وَلَيْسَ لَخَلْقِهِ أَنْ يُقْسِمُ إِلَّا بِهِ, that surely God swears by those which are amongst his creation, but the creation cannot swear by any of those except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning it's impermissible for me to swear by the sun or by the moon or by the stars. But nonetheless, when we want to demonstrate and prove a point towards someone, we often swear by God, or we swear by something that has a lot of value. I swear I'm telling you the truth, and I swear by my mother. In the American court system, we put our hand on the Bible, for instance, because it's seen as something that is of the utmost significance. And you say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because you're standing in front of something that is sacred. We don't swear by Harry Potter or another text, because again, it doesn't have that same sacredness and connectivity with the Creator. And when God swears by the sun and by the moon and by the stars, for instance, he wants to demonstrate how important that is, not only for him as the creator of those things, but how important that they are for us, the creation, because at the end of the day, the ultimate objective of the human being is to get closer toward God. And the way that we do that is by utilizing God's signs, or those what are known as ayatullah. The sun, the moon, the night, these are all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Signs that take us to an ultimate destination, which is His proximity. Through my understanding, every morning when I leave my home and when I look up at the sky and I see the brightness of the sun, I'm supposed to remember God. Thus God, He begins chapter 93 of the Holy Quran by stating, وَالضُّحَى, I swear by this morning brightness. Do not look up at the sky and think about the creator of that sun. Don't you see what the sun does for us? in terms of its light, in terms of its heat, in terms of the energy that it gives off. And it's important that we don't take that for granted, but we recognize that it comes from our Creator. And at the very least, recognize and remember God, and I remind myself before I remind anyone else, that all of this belongs to God, and to Him is our return. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. He continues in verse number 2 of chapter 93 of the Holy Quran. And I swear by the night when it is still. The calmness of the night, when everyone goes to sleep, you look outside your window, you look through the other windows, and you see that all of them, all of the lights are turned off in everyone's homes. There's a certain calmness to it. But recognizing that all of that still is within the domain of our Creator. Perhaps another manifestation of meaning when it comes toward these verses is that God swears by the morning brightness because every morning is a new day. Every morning is a new opportunity. A new opportunity for me to be thankful to God. A new opportunity for me to make a difference in the world that I'm living in. A new opportunity for me to seek His forgiveness. We have traditions that speak to the importance of waking up for the night for the morning prayer, the Fajr prayers, and not going to sleep until after sunrise. It's better to stay awake and be active throughout the course of the day, but beginning with God's remembrance. Well, dhuha, and that the one who after they perform the night prayer, they open up and they recite some verses of the Holy Quran, then they pray the Fajr prayer, and they are in supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun begins to make its appearance. There's something really spiritual about that moment, a moment of recognition of, again, the domain and the power and the glory and the mercy of our Creator. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. And that night, that calmness of the night, not only that we recognize that it's from God and that everything is in His control, but also that we utilize that calmness of the night to be diligent and to be focused in terms of seeking proximity to Him. It's easy to sit on our couch and eat some food and watch Netflix and watch reruns of old TV shows, for instance, at night. But what's really challenging is to be present and recognize that there's an opportunity to cultivate our spiritual growth when everyone else is sleeping, by praying turaka of prayers and seeking God's forgiveness, or by extending that to the latter part of the night and performing the night prayer, what is known as Salatul Layl or the Tahajjud prayer, or by opening up the Quran and reciting a couple of verses when everyone else is sleeping or when the entire world is calm and you remember your Creator in the midst of those moments. God swears by the importance of this moment. And He swears by the importance of that time. Again, what's the purpose of swearing by all of this if it's not important to God and if it's not important to the creation? God says, don't allow for the morning brightness to pass without you remembering me. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. And don't allow for the darkness of the night to pass without you spending a portion of it in remembrance of me. Think about our lives. 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, somewhere in between, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. How many times has the sun risen during the course of our lives? How many days? And how many times when that morning brightness first begins to appear, were we sleeping? Or were we doing something in terms of vice or something in terms of negligence that allowed for us to be so distant from God even at that time? These days, we're always looking down at our phones. We're not looking up. Look up at the sky, at the sun, at the clouds. Realize that we are a really small creation in the midst of the massive universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and be thankful to God that you know Him. Alhamdulillah alladhi arrafani nafsahu wa lam yatrukni amyan al-qalb. We're taught within a supplication from Imam As-Sadiq, peace and blessings be upon him. He states, O Allah, All thanks and all praise is due to you, for you allowed me to know you. And you did not make my heart blind to your knowledge. How many mornings have passed, and none of those mornings were dedicated toward God's remembrance? وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. And I swear by that stillness of the night. And how many nights passed when I was sleeping? How many nights passed when I was watching TV? How many nights passed in God's disobedience without me giving one thought of the remembrance of my Creator? But that's okay. If those days and if those weeks and if those months and if those years all passed by, because again, when you go back to that first verse, God states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa-dhuha, by that morning brightness, by that new day, by that new opportunity. Remember that when God has given us that new opportunity for us to seek proximity and closeness toward Him, that is a blessing in and of itself. So we seek forgiveness and we say that today is a new chance. And perhaps that's another meaning, another layer of the meaning of these verses of the Quran. We have days that are great and days that are not so great. But the fact that He gave us another opportunity tomorrow is a unique blessing. It's out of the sunnah, out of the custom, and out of the style of our Creator that every time we sinned, He punished us immediately, for instance. And every time we did something good, that He rewarded us immediately. No. His entire life is a long test, a long examination. And every day, and every moment, and every second, and every breath, and every flicker of the eye is a smaller examination. And at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we're recognizing what we are living in. And that we're not heedless and that we're not negligent during the course of our 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years of life. And allow all of these mornings and allow all of these nights to pass by without a state of understanding and recognition that all of this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. He swears by the morning brightness, and He swears by the stillness of the night. Am I utilizing the mornings to be in a state of God's remembrance? Am I allowing my nights to pass? Or do I seek the blessing and the forgiveness and the mercy of God for even a portion of that night? Or do I let the nights pass, and do I let the mornings pass, and all of a sudden, the majority of my life has passed without me really taking heed of recognition of these unique blessings and of these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, as we continue our contemplation and our tadabbur on chapter 93 of the Holy Quran, we'll take a look at some other meanings of these two verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. وصلى اللهم على محمد وآل الطاهرين.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.